everyone. Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Appraisal Buzzcast. I'm Jim Morrison, and with me as always is our host, Hal Humphreys. Hey, Hal, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing great. Today, we're going to be talking with Dan McAllister, the VP of Product Management at Clear Capital, to discuss what is going on with the GSE's new UDP. I'm going to bring him in now. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you so much for being here. Dan, you know, for the folks in the room that don't know anything about Dan McAllister, tell us a little bit about your history in this business.
Sure, would love to. So I really kind of, I think I started in this business really in college in the late 2000s in business school. I was actually learning about everything that was happening with the Great Recession kind of in real time. So it was this really interesting opportunity to, you know, be working with kind of your senior level professors and like really understand it at a deeper level. And so that kind of got me really interested in the functioning of the mortgage market and the functioning of the housing market. And then I found my way to Clear Capital, where I started in BPO quality assurance. So I got the opportunity to learn valuation from our chief appraiser and work my way up through the ranks of like operational management. At one time, I had a team of about 80 operations folks in our BPO business. And at that time, you know, default servicing was going crazy. And that was a real great way to kind of start learning valuation and understanding, you know, the application of technology in the business. And then around 2015, I switched over into product management, where I was overseeing really all of our technical strategy for appraisals, BPOs, inspections, all of Clear Capital's valuation products. And really, let's say since about 2017, 2018, appraisal modernization is what I've been living and breathing. So the GSE pilots around hybrid and inspection-based waivers, and then really that starting to come to fruition in a bigger way.
Okay, good. Seems like you kind of just jumped head first into the deep end of the pool with the Great Recession as a learning ground.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was it really was fascinating to me, the interconnectivity of it all, right? And from the college days, it was really learning about like security valuation and how do you value these companies, what's happening with these banks. You need to come into class and Lehman Brothers collapsed. What happened there? And so that was like a really great way to set the stage. And then I kind of used those skills around how to think about what is something worth and translated that into real estate. What is this home worth and why? Really have built my career around, you know, trying to make that process better.
I love it. I love it. So I had a chance a couple of months ago, I was in the UK to chat with Chris Thorne. He is on the policy side of the International Valuation Standards, the IVSC, the International Valuation Standards Committee. And the interesting thing to me is the IVS deals with valuations of all types, not just real estate, but they deal with securities, they deal with businesses, they deal with personal property, real property, all that stuff. And I think one of the things that real estate appraisers sometimes miss, and I know I did early on, is valuation is valuation. And there are some kind of principles that apply across the board, regardless of what you're trying to value. So I think learning the intricacies of the valuation process in the context of a university setting, while there are companies falling apart, the market is coming unhinged, everybody's losing their mind. That's a fascinating way to do it. Did you just love it, or was it overwhelming?
I think in those, you know, I think what was a little overwhelming was being a college grad in that time frame and being like, what am I going to do with this education? You know, not much happening in finance in the Northeast in 2008 and 2009. But I think really like it's a really good appreciation for the data, right? Regardless of what type of valuation you're doing, it's, you know, what's the quality of the data in, right? Garbage in, garbage out, but, right. You know, quality in, quality out. So I think like it all comes back to some of those core principles, regardless of what you're evaluating, valuing, or what process you're going through,
yeah.
You know, comparables or income or cost or what have you.
Sure. I love it. All right. Well, let's do this. I'm going to take a real quick break and we're going to hear from one of our sponsors and we'll be right back.
LIA Administrators and Insurance Services, serving valuation professionals since 1978. We provide E&O insurance with a commitment to superior customer service, outstanding liability education, and unmatched claim defense, benefiting over 10,000 real estate professionals nationwide. Explore our exclusive appraiser liability education by Peter Christensen and cost-effective seminars designed to foster your growth. Our underwriters, with an average of 26 years of experience each, are dedicated to supporting appraisers. Visit liability.com to discover how LIA can safeguard your business.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Hal Humphreys. You're listening to the Appraisal Buzzcast, and I've got a special guest with me today, Dan McAllister, over there at Clear Capital. He's head of product development. And Dan, you mentioned your kind of wheelhouse is, for the past several years, been involved in appraisal modernization. Just tell me right up front, are we trying to get rid of appraisers altogether?
No, I think quite the contrary, right? I think a lot of what appraisal modernization is about is creating efficiency and consistency and equity in the collateral valuation space. Right. And over the years, that's taken different forms. I've spent a lot of time in the appraisal alternative space, inspection-based waivers, hybrid appraisals. It's also about making the traditional appraisal process better, you know, faster, more supportable, more consistent.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of brains in the industry right now trying to figure out what's the best way to utilize the appraisers we have to try to get more folks into the business. So that, you know, we can take a process that has gone through different developments over the course of the last couple of decades and get to, you know, another level.
Yeah. Yeah. And the only reason I asked that question is, you know, there are a lot of appraisers out there that are just absolutely terrified that the powers that be and the larger corporations are trying to get rid of them. And I don't think that's true. I think there are some really good things to appraisal modernization that are helpful. And you know, Dan, look, I appraised a house, a condominium a couple of years ago. It was one of 100 units in a complex. It was an exterior unit. There were 4 units per building and the interior unit sold for a certain price. The exterior unit sold for a certain price. And it was a cakewalk. It was a super easy project for me as an appraiser. But I asked the loan officer, I said, I'm sorry, or the person that engaged me, I said, why are you hiring an appraiser on this? I mean, this is obviously one that could be done with an alternate process. And they said, we just have to have something put in the file. And I think that's not a good use of my time and skills. And I think there are some places out there where, you know, efficiencies can be achieved and appraisers can still do interesting and good work. So that's just my thing to talk about, appraisal modernization and the fact that appraisers are scared of it. Now we've got a new thing coming out April 1st, and this is not a joke. Tell us about the launch of UDP and how it's going to affect the appraisal industry. First of all, what is UDP?
UDP, all right. UDP, not to be confused with UAD, but they're similar. So UPD is the Uniform Property Data Set. And what this is Fannie and Freddie have come together in cooperation to devise a data set that is now the standard for property data collection. Property data collection is, you know, typically when you send a non-appraiser or an appraiser to a home to collect this standardized set of property information, basically. It is used predominantly today for the inspection-based waiver programs. So Freddie Mac's ACE plus PDR, Fannie Mae's value acceptance plus property data. And these are scenarios where these are like lower risk homes. and you know, you, the GSE is basically saying, I accept your value, I accept your purchase price, or I accept your estimate of value on a refi, but you need to go get a property data collection to validate the condition of the collateral. Now, I'd say it also is used in hybrid appraisals. Now, those are still in pilot, but the UPD is really the standard for property data collection going forward. And this is a really impactful development because up until this point, Fannie and Freddie had different data standards. Now, there's only so many data points about a home, right? I mean, we are talking about real estate, beds, baths, and features and things like that, right? But
right.
Imagine if the 1004 appraisal was just different than the 70. You know, you can kind of think about all the friction and issues that would cause in the land of traditional appraisals. Well, same is kind of true on the data collection side. So now that we've got a single data standard, you have this concept of fungibility for lenders. It makes adoption much easier, and it reduces some of the variability between property data collection products between providers. So, right, Clear Capital has our universal data collection product, but others have their own, right? And so with this development, it kind of just standardizes that process more for anybody consuming the data, whether that be the lender's underwriting desk or an appraiser doing a hybrid appraisal.
Okay. Now you did mention that, you know, someone could send out a non-appraiser or an appraiser. Are there appraisers that are signing up to do property data collection?
I think out there in the industry, there are examples of it, though I don't think it's being widely adopted. Appraisers, I think by and large, feel like they can, especially in like this market, they can make more money doing appraisals, doing full fee work, and that's still the most right. attractive.
Right.
I think one of the opportunities out there is to get better usage of trainees in the data collection space, but you know, there needs to be more work done to ensure that that type of work can be utilized for training hours and things like that, so that there's some inconsistencies across states that make that challenging.
Yeah.
But really, that's an opportunity, I think, to get more appraisers doing this type of work.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. The ability to use trainees to go out and do property data collection answers a couple of things. Number one, the appraisers are more comfortable with the information. It's just coming from a known source. Number two, if you can get the trainee some kind of credit towards licensure for going out and doing that work, then that benefits everybody in the process. And it truly does make it an efficient and quickens the process for everybody. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for Clear Capital, what's important to recognize is when we got started with the GSE pilots, this was really started around hybrid appraisals in 2018 that really started to ramp up. Kind of goes back to my history in the BPO side of the business. Clear Capital was kind of chosen of, hey, we want to test out the efficacy of real estate agents. Clear Capital, you have this really robust nationwide network, and have also, you know, figured out how to engage real estate agents in a independent third party manner, right? So when we have real estate agents that do property data collection, they're not parties to the transaction. They're not the one that's serving as the listing or the buyer agent. And I think that gets confused out there, that like when we say real estate agents are doing data collection, people tend to think, oh, well, you can't have an interested party participate. I'm not really comfortable with that. And so, you know, we got into it because of this, you know, previous, competency in engaging real estate agents in valuation. And that's where and the GSEs wanted to test that.
Right.
And so that's really where we have focused, in the last couple of years, is scaling that and making sure that we can bring the appraiser. We want to digitalize that home and bring that to the appraiser at their desk.
I like it. Look, there's a lot of pushback in the appraisal space to the very idea of having anyone else go look at the house. Some appraisers really love going out and doing the inspection. That's their favorite part of the job. They love going out and seeing what people do with their homes. Other appraisers like to sit at the desk and do the analysis. I think there may be opportunities for appraisers and trainees to do property data collection. I think there will be some opportunities for appraisers. I was talking with an appraiser in Jackson, Tennessee a couple of years ago, and this is an older appraiser. He's probably 70 years old. He's been doing it for a long time. And he said in the class, somebody brought up hybrids, and there was a lot of kerfuffle about the idea of hybrids. And he said, look, he said, I'm in this business to make money. This is a business for me. And if I can figure out a model that lets me do a hybridized process and make money, I'm fine with that. So some appraisers are going to push back. Some appraisers are going to embrace. At the end of the day, look, the world is moving at a faster pace. There's no excuse for us not to use technology in ways to find efficiencies, do things in a more standardized fashion. And I think a lot of the fear in the appraisal industry is probably misplaced. But I'm excited to talk to you about this process, because learning that Fannie and Freddie are getting on the same page of the hymnal with regard to what data they're going to collect, that's an interesting thing. Let's do this. Dan, I'm going to take a real quick break, and we're here from one of our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
The Dictionary of Real Estate Appraisal, 7th edition, is a landmark text that reflects the depth and breadth of appraisal knowledge. Each entry, definition, and reference has been painstakingly researched and designed to reflect an expert understanding of issues that currently impact the profession. The new dictionary is an essential authoritative resource for all appraisers. The dictionary is divided into two sections, an alphabetical listing of terms directly related to real estate appraisal, and an addendum with topical glossaries and compilations of terms used by related real estate professionals. Find it at appraisalinstitute.org/dictionary7.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Hal Humphreys. You're listening to the Appraisal Buzzcast. Now, I've got Dan McAllister with me today. Dan, how you doing there?
Doing great, Hal. Thank you.
Good, good, good. Thank you for joining us today. I've just got a couple final questions I want to go through with you. Broad brush, you know, the 1,000-foot perspective, what does this mean for the valuation space?
The UPD in general, I mean, it represents maturity of the property data collection process. And I think it kind of indicates, like, it's here to stay. Now that the GSEs have collaborated on this data standard, you know, inspection-based waivers have been in the selling guides really starting back 2022 through 2023, right? So I think it's a big signal that this risk-based approach to valuation, whether it be, you know, the full traditional appraisal on the more risky types of properties or properties that don't have a lot of historical data on them, to, you know, your appraisal waiver that has, you know, no inspection or anything, right? The GSEs are going to be filling in this risk-based continuum. So I think that's one thing to take out of this is it's a lot for Fannie and Freddie to come together,
yeah,
and agree on something, right? So that shows you the importance level of the FHFA, and then that cascading through the GSEs. But one thing I want to just really touch on that you had spoken to right before the break was how appraisers have different levels of comfort with, you know, alternatives to the traditional hybrid process. And the thing I want to point out is people try to paint appraisers with the broad brush all the time. Appraisers think this, appraisers think that. And what I find in speaking with appraisers is that it's very individual. And everybody's business situation is different. And when we were doing a lot of hybrid volume in the high volume times of 2021 and 2022, we found a lot of appraisers switched their whole model over to hybrids. You know, not spending 30 to 40 hours a week in the car, was a huge benefit. You know, I talked to one appraiser that had appraised in Louisiana for decades. and her son was following a dream to be an actor in LA. And so they would go to LA for 3-4 months at a time, and she would continue to be able to be appraising in her home market in Louisiana during that, supporting her son in that dream, right? And so it worked for her. It made sense for this woman's business in that time and provided that option. The other thing that I thought was really important during that time, we were getting a lot of appraisers involved with hybrid, is the support of their community. Mm-hmm. I'm not an appraiser, right? And so for me to speak to appraisers and say, yeah, it's great, you know, you can do this thing, here's an instruction manual, that's okay. But the community, when we found appraisers talking to appraisers, here's how I do it, that got everybody a lot more comfortable. So, you know, I think trying to destigmatize the conversation around, hey, I'm doing this work and it's okay to do this work and it first fits for my business. Let's talk about that. Let's share resources and training of how to do it well. I think that's going to be really key going forward. You know, we've got a couple big changes in the industry coming up, right? We got UAD 3.6, which, you know, it's the year of the U's. We got UPD, Uniform Property Data Set. Now we got Uniform Appraisal Data Set. Big change. And with that comes a lot of opportunity, I think, for technology to help both the traditional process, but also these alternatives. And we are kind of in this inflection point, right, in the appraisal business.
Yeah, and it can be terrifying. Like I said, change is hard for people to get their heads around. But, you know, Charles Darwin said, it's not necessarily the strongest species that survives, but it's the species that's most adaptable, the most able to change. I talked with an appraiser out of California, you know, the story about the young lady from Mississippi who was helping her son, and she was doing appraisals in California while he was out there trying to be an actor. I talked to an appraiser a couple of years ago who's doing hybrid product, and he would literally go to Belize for a month and work from down there and do the appraisal work. You know, it opens up that nomad lifestyle for some people. Again, it's not going to be for everybody, but I do think, you know, the UPD coming out and having a standardized data process for the actual property data. And like you said, the UAD, this is going to be a massive change for real estate appraisers. There will be no more 1004 form. We're still waiting to see what that looks like. I think it has potential to be an amazing thing to be able to put all of the comments in the report next to the spot where they go instead of having an addendum and an addendum and an addendum. I think that also stabilizes the data, normalizes the data. It's all in the same spot. It's easier to find. So, Dan, thank you for taking the time to be here. I've enjoyed the chat. Any last takeaway before I bring Jim Morrison back in?
Yeah, I would just say if anybody's interested in learning more about property data collection, what goes into it, the requirements and inspection-based waivers, the use of property data collection and hybrids. Clear Capital's released a number of blog posts. We got some great content on the Clear Capital website. So check out those blogs, check out those articles. It's a great resource to learn more.
Okay, great. Thanks. Jim Morrison, do we have anything else we need to cover this week?
We don't. We're always looking. We don't have one today, but we're always looking for those anonymous appraiser questions. So let us know any question. You know, there's no stupid questions, only stupid people, but send us those too. Comments at appraisalbuzz.com.
I would say this. If anybody has a question about the UPD or what Clear Capital is doing, Dan, would you be willing to come back and just answer a question at some point? If we get a good question from the crowd about what it is you guys are doing, would you be willing to come back and answer that question?
Absolutely, Hal.
Great. Well, if we don't have anything else for Jim Morrison and Dan McAllister, I'm Hal Humphreys, and that is your Appraisal Buzz for this week.